You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlaken Public Radio. Last week, we heard how police in Michigan are responding to a lot more incidents in the last decade, and they're doing it with fewer officers. This next story is about another staffing challenge facing law enforcement in the state. Not as many people want to be police officers, and it's especially hard to hire new officers in northern Michigan. In 2010, Grand Traverse County was trying to hire road patrol deputies, and they got 180 applicants. Fast forward 6 years later.
The posting we did in May of 2016 only drew 30 applicants.
That's Undersheriff Nate Alger. He says it's harder to find good cops in such a small pool of applicants, and it takes twice as long to fill vacant positions now. Alger says part of the problem is fewer people want to be cops.
I think that the attractiveness of law enforcement to young people today is not to the degree that it was many years ago.
There are a few different reasons for this, but we'll start with this one.
You know, it gets stressful like any job.
That's Deputy Matt Holliday with the Sheriff's Office. He and Deputy Eric Myers are responding to a call about domestic violence. They've both been on the job for 3 years and experienced the heavy workload firsthand. Right now, there's supposed to be 5 more deputies on the workforce than there is. They've got 2 vacant positions, and 3 new hires are in training. Myers and Holliday say they're busy, going from one 911 call to the next with few breaks for other police work like investigating crimes.
Man, this car's slow. Come on.
Myers is doing what deputies call rolling hot, and what the rest of us call driving really fast. Holliday is in the car in front of him as they speed toward the call. Myers is hesitant to say the job is stressful.
I don't want to say high stress. I don't like saying high stress.
Why don't you like saying it that way?
I try not to be stressed when I go to call. But I go to like every call. I don't know if other guys are like this. Every single call I go to, I'm like, I'm ready for somebody to fight me. And I think that keeps me, vigilant.
There's another reason to steer clear of a career as a cop.
Yeah, you definitely do not get in this job for money and retirements right now.
That's Deputy Holliday again. The county's rough financial situation plays a role in that. Here's Undersheriff Alger.
A potential candidate coming into Grand Traverse County may do some research into the situation economically in Grand Traverse County, and they may not want to be part of that candidate pool, knowing that their wages are going to be not as high as other law enforcement agencies, and they may take a hit on their benefit packages as well.
A review of the road patrol contracts at other local law enforcement agencies show that a number of contracts are better than Grand Traverse County's, particularly Leelanau County and the Traverse City Police Department.
We've had several officers leave Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office to work for the City Police Department. When we ask those officers why they left, what we hear is the reasons are economic. They need to make more money, they need to be sure in their retirement packages, and they want to have better benefits.
Alger says they lose about 7% of their staff each year for various reasons, including a transfer for better pay. And many of those who are sticking around have to find other ways to make extra money.
So they have to work several jobs. I don't know of many officers that don't have at least some secondary source of income because they need to make ends meet at home.
Terry Jungle, the executive director and CEO of Michigan's Sheriff's Association, says though law enforcement agencies statewide are struggling to find qualified applicants for road patrol vacancies, the issue is exacerbated in northern Michigan.
What's happening is they're migrating to where the better wages are, and that's not upper Michigan or the UP in Michigan. It's the major cities downstate.
There's another reason people seem less interested in a job in law enforcement. Public perception.
It's a bad environment we're in right now in terms of perception of law enforcement.
I think that the recent negative attention to law enforcement is driving potential college graduates to go away from law enforcement and do something different where they can make more money and not have the negative attention drawn to them.
That's Undersheriff Alger again. The negative perception is partially being driven by episodes that have gone national, like police officers fatally shooting black men or using excessive force. Grand Traverse County has had its own recent incidents as well. An officer attacked a bartender, and another was caught sexting a teenage girl. Holliday and Myers are nearing the destination of the potential domestic violence incident.
We don't want them to hear us coming in.
They shut off their sirens so they can drive in undetected.
I've went to calls before where I'm trying to help people or just ask questions, and they hate the fact that they don't know me. They just don't like the uniform, and they want nothing to do it, and they'll call you all kinds of names. And
but Meyer says that's not the majority of people in Grand Traverse County.
I just think the majority here in Grand Traverse County, for the most part, I think they appreciate us and support us.
Deputy Holliday agrees. He grew up in Lansing and came north for the job.
Actually, when I moved up here and I did a ride-along or two prior to being hired here, people were actually waving at the police car, you know, putting their hands up off their steering wheel, kind of acknowledging the cop car. And coming from downstate, I've never seen that before.
And maybe fewer people are dreaming of being a cop right now, but for Holliday, the dream was always there. He's wanted to be a cop as far back as he can remember. You're listening to All Things Considered here on IPR News Radio.